You're listening to SBS News.
Victorians are facing the reality of at least another 7 weeks of a coronavirus-induced curfew. State Premier Daniel Andrews says a strict lockdown will lift if the average number of new cases falls below 5.
We can't run out of lockdown. We have to take steady and safe steps out of lockdown to find that COVID normal. We must take steady and safe steps.
Some states are continuing to experience the low numbers that Victoria craves. In Queensland, 2 new cases of COVID-19 were detected overnight. The state is working to control an outbreak at the Ipswich Hospital, where over 200 staff are in quarantine because of 4 positive cases. Queensland's ambulance service is also intensifying its COVID-19 testing efforts, following a testing blitz on Russell Island. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Jeanette Young, says anyone who develops symptoms on the island needs immediate testing.
We're now 8 months into this pandemic. We've had an enormous planning process, and all those plans are being utilised now. We are in a very different situation to what we were in back in March.
In New South Wales, 10 new COVID-19 infections have been recorded. 4 of the new cases are returned travellers in hotel quarantine. Dr. Christine Selvey from New South Wales Health says some of the new infections are linked to the Sydney CBD cluster.
4 cases were locally acquired and are linked to a known source or cluster. Of the 4 linked cases, 3 are linked to the CBD cluster, which now has a total of 64 cases in this cluster.
Patients and staff from Hyde Park Medical Centre are being advised to get tested after 2 COVID-19 cases were connected to the site. A public health alert is in place for the medical clinic, with people told to isolate and monitor for symptoms. The risk period is for patients who went to physiotherapy, pathology, dermatology, the dentist or pharmacy on the ground floor between August the 24th to September the 5th. The Kincopple Rose Bay School of the Sacred Heart will be closed on Monday because of 2 cases among students in Year 7. Dr. Selvey says a student at a second school, Lidcombe Public in the city's west, has also tested positive.
The source of this infection remains unclear. Further investigations are underway. Both schools, Lidcombe Public School and Kincopple Rose Bay, are being cleaned and contact tracing is well underway.
Western Australia has recorded 1 new COVID-19 case. It is a return traveller from overseas who is currently in hotel quarantine. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sonia Lal, SBS News.